Chapter 2. Lori.
Joe! Joe, where are you?
Cried Meg.
I'm in the attic, Meg,
Joe answered. Joe loved reading, and the attic was the perfect place because it was quiet. Meg ran upstairs with a letter in her hand.
Look! Mrs. Gardner invited both of us to a New Year's Eve party tomorrow evening.
That's exciting,
said Joe.
But what can we wear?
Asked Meg.
Well, I only have one nice dress,
said Joe.
I know, and that's all I have too,
said Meg sadly.
I love beautiful, expensive things. When I'm 18, perhaps I can buy myself a beautiful new dress.
The next afternoon, Beth and Amy helped their sisters get ready for the party. Everyone was happy and excited. Soon, Meg and Joe were ready to go. Meg enjoyed the party and danced with some young men. But Joe was bored, and she did not know what to do. She did not like talking to the other girls. She wanted to talk to the boys, but she could not.
A young woman mustn't talk to boys,
she thought. When a young man with red hair came towards her, she quickly decided to move away. She went into a small room and immediately saw another young man inside. He was about 17 years old and had dark eyes and dark hair.
Oh,
she said.
I didn't know anyone was in here.
She turned around and wanted to leave. The young man laughed.
Please, don't go,
he said. Joe sat down next to him.
You live near us, don't you?
I live next door with my grandfather,
said the boy.
My name's Theodore Lawrence, but my friends call me Lori.
My name's Josephine, but everyone calls me Joe. I don't like the name Josephine.
They started talking about Lori's journeys to France and Italy, and a lot of other interesting things. Suddenly, Meg came into the small room.
Oh, Joe, these shoes are small. My feet hurt,
said Meg.
Now I can't dance, and I can't walk home.
Your shoes are always small,
said Joe.
How can we get home?
You can use my grandfather's carriage,
said Lori.
I can take you.
Joe and Meg thanked him, and they went home in the carriage. When they arrived home, they heard their sisters saying,
Tell us about the party! Tell us about the party, please!
After the Christmas and New Year festivities, the girls returned to their usual lives. Meg worked for the King family. They were rich and lived in a lovely home. She was a tutor for their four children. She did not like it very much, but she wanted to help her family. She remembered when the March family was rich. Her father lost a lot of money when he tried to help a friend. Joe worked for old Aunt March. She was Mr. March's sister. She was a rich, difficult woman. Joe read to her and looked after her pets, a fat dog and an old parrot. She helped with the housework, too. Amy went to school and wanted to be a famous painter. But Beth stayed at home because she was very shy and didn't want to go to school. Before her father went to war, she did her lessons with him. Now she studied by herself. She loved music and often played the piano in the living room. Unfortunately, the piano was very old and didn't play very well. One winter afternoon, Joe was outside in the garden. She could see the Lawrence's big house, and Lori was at the window.
Lori looks sad and lonely,
she thought. She threw a big snowball at his window. He smiled and opened his window.
Hello, Lori,
she cried.
How are you?
I was ill, but I'm better now. Can you come and visit me?
I must ask Mother first.
She ran back to her house, and a few minutes later, she was at Lori's front door.
Here I am,
she said happily.
Mother sends you her love, and here's some cake from Meg.
Lori laughed.
You are all very kind. Thank you.
They sat in a beautiful living room near a big fire.
Can I read to you?
Asked Joe.
No, let's talk,
Lori said.
Tell me about your sisters.
Joe and Lori talked and laughed for a long time. She told him about her sisters and the plays in the attic. She told him about Aunt March's funny dog and old parrot, too. Lori liked listening to her. He was a lonely boy. His mother and father were dead. Only his tutor visited him. He did not have any friends, and Joe wanted to help him.
You can come and visit us when you want,
said Joe.
You mustn't stay at home all the time. It's bad for you.
Thanks, Joe. I'll come,
said Lori happily. They started talking about books, and Lori showed Joe his big library.
What a wonderful library,
Joe cried. She looked at the books and at the beautiful paintings on the wall. At that moment, a servant came into the library.
The doctor is here to see you, sir.
Please wait here, Joe,
said Lori.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
Joe looked at the painting of Lawrence's grandfather on the library wall.
He looks like a kind man,
she said.
Some people are afraid of him, but I'm not. I like him.
Thank you,
said a man's voice behind her. Joe was very surprised. It was old Mr. Lawrence, and he smiled at her.
So, you're not afraid of me, and you like me,
he said.
Yes, sir,
said Joe. He laughed and invited her to tea with Lori. He was happy because his grandson finally had a friend.